All righty. I'm your blues boy. All the way from the USA.
Coming up in a couple of minutes is the Tangerine Dream Hour with your host, Rutabaga Rick, substituting for Coral Reef tonight. With my co-host, Free, and my special guest, Dr. Jeff. Coming up.
Crawling Kingsley.
Okay, Jeff, we're back.
What was that beautiful music we were listening to?
That was from the John Lennon White Album.
Oh, that's John Lennon.
It was Give Peace a Chance Remix 205 featuring the voices of Asia.
Oh, man, that was great. I really liked it. And haven't heard it before.
On the White John Lennon Album entitled Peace, Love, and Truth. Yeah.
Ooh, and tonight Jake Shimabukuro is playing at the Rio, touring off of his album, Peace, Love, and Peace, Love, and Ukulele. So a couple of things I wanted to say before we go off the air. So many things. We were talking during the song about leaky gut syndrome, and the principal cause of leaky gut syndrome, I don't know if you're aware of this.
What is it? What is leaky gut?
Your gut, your GI system, literally micro-perforates. It forms little holes, and then food particles pass through them, and the body views it rightfully as a foreign substance and creates this widespread allergen antibody response, and you feel sick all over. Now, bear in mind, the largest number of people who get leaky gut syndrome are female. The largest number of people who get fibromyalgia are female. The largest number of people who get chronic fatigue syndrome are female. And the largest number of people who are put on antidepressants are females. We have more receptor sites in our stomach for naturally produced antidepressants in our stomach than we do in our brain. 8 times more. That's why they call it the second brain. So when people are given, especially serotonin reuptake inhibitors, your average antidepressant that's given today, it hits the stomach, and the stomach gets used to being on these things, but because they're artificial, they begin to chemically degrade the lining, the mucosal membrane of the GI tract, until basically you get holes in your gut. And then it's a female, ends up with these symptoms of more depression. Right, it's kind of odd, you know, taking an antidepressant, now you're getting more depression, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. So as far as leaky gut syndrome, there's a huge connection between the frivolous use of antidepressants. I'm not mocking someone who's suicidal or really going through a temporary deep struggle due to some situation who needs temporary help with an antidepressant. I'm talking about people who just, are having, there's having the Monday morning blues, and they go to a doctor to get put on antidepressants.
Who knows?
How about lifestyle change? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're becoming sicker, we're becoming fatter, we're becoming more deconditioned. And they say, what do they say? They, being the pharmaceutical industry, it's our genes. Well, our genes haven't changed in 40,000 years. It's lifestyle. I like to say our health is the genetic expression of our lifestyle choices.
Kids are more obese than when I was a kid. Is it because in schools or something? Because we didn't have as good a food in school when I went to school that they have now. They get all kinds of McDonald's or whatever.
Absolutely. And McDonald's, by the way, it's very similar to the pharmaceutical industry's relationship with the medical schools. They pay many times. They'll pay public schools who are strapped, right, because they cut funding to, they're going to boost the military budget and slash the budget to health care and slash the budget to social services and education. So McDonald's comes in and Burger King and Jack in the Box, and they pay for the book, the school books, with the on the contingency that they can sell McDonald's in the cafeterias. Now, some states, I just read recently, New Mexico banned that. Oregon just banned that. But in most of the states, I'm sure Alaska under Sarah Palin, they probably were giving the food of McDonald's away for free. And the kids get hooked. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on the show. And Free, thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank me. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Free.
We're getting a lot of listeners on this show, by the way.
No, it's been a blast. You guys are awesome. And can't wait to come back.
We're going
to
wrap this up with a great song by John Lennon.
All right, raise the man.
This will be posted on Free the Land Archives maybe next week.
Right on.
Yeah, and we'll do this again.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the just give me some truth.